You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see, for the weekend, did a lot of reading. That was good. Did some walking, got in some miles, finished up a big puzzle. What else? Oh, our Saturday night movie night was the old Richard Gere, Ed Norton movie called Primal Fear.
Ooh, that sounds spooky.
You ever seen that one?
No.
That's a good one. It's a you know, courtroom drama thing, murder trial.
All right.
Ed Norton's like his first role, I think, and he was spectacular in it.
I like Eddie. Eddie Norton, as I call him.
This is one that if you're a fan of Edward Norton, then
he's
you need to see this one. So.
Dude, we watched two movies this weekend as well. We had family movie night on Friday night and Saturday night.
What'd you have?
We got in the Wayback Machine on Friday night and watched the 1991 Hook with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, because, you know, the kids were watching. Not good.
Yeah,
it's garbage. And then on Saturday night, I was flipping through Disney Plus, and there was a movie on there called Saving Mr. Banks. And I'm like, oh, it's a Tom Hanks movie. I love Tom Hanks. And oh my gosh, Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney. This is going to be a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story about Disney trying to get the rights to Mary Poppins and trying to woo the author who wrote Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I saw it.
And what a horribly long, depressing, tragic movie to watch with the children. The author's dad dies of alcoholism. The mom attempts suicide. It's very long and drawn out. And we were like, what are we watching? Poor Lila was crying. Yeah, so a couple duds for the movies this weekend.
Well, that's too bad.
It happens.
You never know what you're going to get. And then for the game, we didn't have any special food whatsoever. In fact, I had some sort of leftovers from Saturday, but Gretch did make a chocolate cake. So
solid. Yum.
You know, you can't go wrong there. So what about your food?
I posted a couple pictures yesterday. I did a little slow and low barbecue ribs, and
how'd they turn
gosh dang, Dom, they were so
fell off the bone.
They were on there for like 5.5 hours, and I will just say meat sweats are actually a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was up for most of the night with a gut ache because I ate way too many ribs, and Nicole texted me this morning. She's like, I'm actually having to wash the pillows, they are that soaked. So
dude,
sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
You're so foul.
I ate way too much pork last night. Way too much pork. Speaking of sleeping, though, I didn't have it as rough as this guy. His name is Bradford, and he lives in Massachusetts. And I guess last Tuesday morning, he was outside just shoveling snow for about an hour. Fine and dandy, no problem. Went inside, took a little sip of water, but then realized he could not swallow the water. And he kind of had to lean forward a little bit and let the water drain out. He's like, what is going on? There's something lodged in my esophagus. And this story is saying that his son reminded him, Dad, that he couldn't find one of his wireless earbuds when he woke up. The dad couldn't find it, Bradford. And I guess what he does is when he goes to bed, he pops those in and he watches TV or listens to a podcast or something and drifts to slumberland, Dom. Well, I guess in the middle of the night, maybe he was dreaming about eating ribs or something because he popped one of those AirPods in his mouth and swallowed it. And now all the x-rays are making the way around the interwebs this morning. The doctors found it. There it is, lodged right there, you know, like in the picture. And they had to go in and remove the AirPod because the dude ate it in his sleep. Here's a testament to Apple, though. He says the headphones still work. The mic is just a little glitchy, he said, but he popped it back in and boom. No problem. So that's a solid endorsement right there for Apple AirPods. You can actually eat them.
I wonder if it would have been the same if it had worked its way all the way through
the system. I thought about that in the stomach juices and, you know, in your poo.
Because that's an endorsement right there.
An air turd, yeah. So that's a little public service. Don't fall asleep with that stuff in your ears because you could eat it.